They really, Curtis thinks it helps them. Mm-hmm. They're all just as slim as little mermaids. But his wife and those two children are just as slim. I think so, that exercise they did. But Janice, she never does act tired after she's been in there swimming. I said, "Oh, that make you tired?" And she said, "No, it make her tired."
Huh. Muscles are just in good shape. Huh?
But Curtis said it makes him tired. He's 6 foot tall. I guess you're about 6 foot.
No, I'm about 5'10" then, I guess. I used to be taller, but I shrunk.
Oh. He weighs 190. He's pretty heavy.
Oh, that's not too bad for 6 feet.
No.
The little girl just, when he held that donut over the side.
She just jumped through this little hole, you know, about like an inner tube.
Huh.
She just jumped right through it and then dive and just go rolling around in that water.
Huh. It gets me when kids die, right?
Oh, I never saw anything in the world like she does. And then she'll go up there to that swimming pool this way and go and dive backwards. Just flip over and backwards.
My goodness.
I never saw anything in the world like her.
I can't do that. My nose just blocks up.
Uh-huh.
Puts me right out of
the way. I asked her if water didn't get in her ears or nose. She said no. Said I don't breathe while I'm underwater.
It's good.
I don't think she ought to hold her breath, so she swims clear across that pool, and it's a pretty big pool. Seems about as big as clear across these rooms.
Boy.
Yeah, it's a big pool. Oh, it's all of that big. I guess maybe bigger than that. It's a real big pool.
Hmm. Well, we were talking about the bread and things. Did you ever bake these round things with a hole in the middle that you cook in fat?
Donuts?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Or did you use the kind that you put sugar on the outside? Or
sometimes we put sugar on the outside. Sometimes we didn't. We like them better. Instead of cake donuts, make yeast donuts. That's the kind we always made. And we made coffee cake out of yeast, you know. That was a real good dish we had. My husband loved that very well. Coffee cake, you know, and that's has sugar and cinnamon and butter on top of it, you see. And we put it in the pan to bake it and then stick it full of holes with a fork and then put that over.
Let it run down inside and cut it open and see that nice marble.
We call that coffee cake, and he would eat it with his coffee, you know, cold or hot either.
That won't make you fat.
No, he never did get a bit fat.
Well, he worked.
Yeah, he worked hard all his life.
The yeast donuts, were these the kind that were quite airy?
Yes, uh-huh. We like those better. We make a bushel of them at a time and keep them, and they don't get old like they do now. You buy these donuts nowadays from the bakeries, and they next day by they're not so good.
Uh-huh.
But those days we didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it might be something or have something to do with what they put in them.
Yes, and I think maybe they have got the flour too refined.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it makes as good a, maybe the bread, well, maybe my appetite was better in those days.
No, I don't think so. I think our flour has gone down.
Yeah, now there's flour. My father-in-law was a miller, and he could put his finger inside a flour and he could tell whether it's good or not. It's supposed to feel kind of gritty if it's good, he said. You can tell right off whether it's going to be good or not.
My goodness.
Yeah, they take out so much. Now, he said before he died, they refined it so much, took out so much of the bran, and that it don't make as good a bread as it used to.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrition or consistency?
Yes, it's just they take out, they make it whiter, you know, and take out more the bran. He could just tell what make good bread or not just by taking a pinch up between his fingers.
Mm-hmm. It bothers me that we're appealing to the eye so much on all this stuff instead of the palate and the body itself.
Of course.